Reflection 4. Is there not much in the preceding memoirs of Brainerd to teach and excite to duty us who are called to the work of the ministry and all who are candidates for that great work? What a deep sense did he seem to have of the greatness and importance of that work, and with what weight did it lie on his mind? How sensible was he of his own insufficiency for this work, and how great was his dependence on God's sufficiency? How solicitous that he might be fitted for it! And to this end, how much time did he spend in prayer and fasting as well as reading and meditation, giving himself to these things? How did he dedicate his whole life, all his powers and talents to God, and forsake and renounce the world with all its pleasing and ensnaring enjoyments, that he might be wholly at liberty to serve Christ in this work, and to please him who had chosen him to be a soldier under the captain of our salvation? With what solicitude, solemnity, and diligence did he devote himself to God our Saviour, and seek his presence and blessing in secret at the time of his ordination? And how did his whole heart appear to be constantly engaged, his whole time employed and his whole strength spent in the business he then solemnly undertook and to which he was publicly set apart? His history shows us the right way to success in the work of the ministry. He sought it as a resolute soldier seeks victory in a siege or battle, or as a man who runs a race seeks a great prize. Animated with love to Christ and the souls of men, how did he labor always fervently, not only in word and doctrine, in public and private, but in prayers day and night, wrestling with God in secret and travailing in birth, with unutterable groans and agonies, until Christ were formed in the hearts of the people to whom he was sent? How did he thirst for a blessing on his ministry and watch for souls as one that must give account? How did he go forth in the strength of the Lord God, seeking and depending on a special influence of the Spirit to assist and succeed him? What was the happy fruit at last, though after long waiting and many dark and discouraging appearances? Like a true son of Jacob, he persevered in wrestling through all the darkness of the night until the breaking of the day. To missionaries in particular, may his example of laboring, praying, denying himself, and enduring hardness with unfeigning resolution and patience, and his faithful, vigilant, and prudent conduct in many other respects, afford instruction.